Have you seen the news lately? The global semiconductor memory market is currently experiencing a severe crisis. We're talking about elevated prices, scarce availability, and extended lead times.
It is a tough situation. This phenomenon, widely referred to as RAMageddon, has significantly impacted consumers building home computers, businesses setting up servers, and those awaiting new gaming console releases.
But there is hope on the horizon. A potential turning point is emerging with South Korean memory chip giant SK Hynix preparing for a blockbuster initial public offering in the United States.
That financial move is viewed as a catalyst capable of stabilizing the global memory market by providing the necessary capital to expand capacity.
Wow, that is huge. According to recent reports, SK Hynix is targeting a valuation that would enable the company to raise between $10 and $14 billion through this U.S. listing.
That injection of cash is massive for the semiconductor industry, which is notoriously capital-intensive. And crucially, the funds are not intended for marketing or administrative expenses.
Exactly. Instead, they are strictly earmarked for manufacturing expansion. This investment will fund the construction of new fabrication lines and the upgrading of existing facilities designed to meet the surging demand for high-bandwidth memory.
We need to understand why this is happening now. The timing of this potential IPO is driven by the rapid evolution of artificial intelligence.
As AI models become increasingly complex, the demand for memory has truly skyrocketed.
AI workloads require massive amounts of data to be moved quickly between processors, meaning standard consumer memory is often insufficient. This has created a bottleneck where server manufacturers struggle to secure enough chips for generative AI applications.
It's a critical issue. By securing U.S. capital, SK Hynix can leverage the benefits of the U.S. market, including access to advanced technology nodes and potential government incentives for domestic production.
To grasp why an IPO is so critical, one must understand the supply-side constraints. Memory manufacturing involves high-purity silicon wafers, specialized machinery, and years of development.
There are three primary factors driving the current shortage.
First, AI demand. Large language models and neural networks require specialized memory like HBM.
And second, legacy hardware. Older chips are being kept in production longer to meet demand, slowing the turnover to newer designs.
And third, geopolitical tensions. Export controls and trade policies can limit the flow of raw materials and technology between nations.
So, SK Hynix entering the U.S. stock market sends a signal to the broader industry. Currently, most global chip manufacturing is concentrated in Asia.
A successful U.S. listing could encourage other memory manufacturers to consider U.S. expansion or partnerships. The benefits include transparency, capital access, and supply chain security.
Yes. Raising billions here is often more efficient. Bringing manufacturing capacity closer to the U.S. market can reduce shipping times and insulate companies from global supply chain disruptions.
While the immediate goal of the IPO is to fund manufacturing, the long-term impact could be positive for end users. If SK Hynix successfully scales production with this new capital, it could increase the supply of DRAM and NAND flash chips.
Increased supply typically leads to competitive pricing, helping consumers buying laptops, desktops, and smartphones. For businesses, it means more reliable hardware for data centers that run the cloud services we rely on daily.
There is a significant political and economic dimension here too. Tech giants in Asia often list in Hong Kong or New York, but SK Hynix's specific move to the U.S. would be a win for the American economy.
It would create high-skilled jobs in engineering, manufacturing, and logistics. Furthermore, it keeps the U.S. relevant in the semiconductor supply chain, ensuring the country remains a key player in the global tech ecosystem.
As the industry moves through 2026 and beyond, the semiconductor sector is expected to remain at the heart of innovation. With advancements in AI and autonomous systems, the need for efficient memory storage has never been higher.
If SK Hynix's IPO succeeds, it could set a precedent that encourages other tech giants to follow suit, potentially creating a new wave of U.S.-based manufacturing hubs.
This development could help end the RAMageddon shortage that has plagued the industry for the last few years. In conclusion, SK Hynix's potential U.S. listing represents more than just a stock market event. It is a strategic move that could redefine how memory chips are produced and distributed globally.
By raising billions to expand capacity, SK Hynix aims to bridge the gap between supply and demand. Whether this leads to lower prices for consumers or faster adoption of new tech, the impact will be watched closely by investors, industry analysts, and tech enthusiasts alike.
If successful, it could be the catalyst that finally brings the memory market back to balance.